You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Black coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you.
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live.
And that's the way it is.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Wow, that coffee's going to cost way too much money.
Yeah, prices are going up.
Not too distant future. Boy, Ann went out and went shopping and is buying up all the paper towels.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, she is convinced that in 2 weeks the shelves are going to be empty. I mean, that's what you see in the press right now.
Why
yeah.
two
articles
weeks,
about
happening,
that kind
what's
of stuff.
Happening between now and then.
The supply chain.
The supply chains
it's
are
all
broken.
Catching up
yeah.
to, or not catching up to, what's happening with the tariffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ports are bare, so it's going to filter down, and they're estimating maybe 2 weeks
yep.
when everybody will be in short supply of everything.
So go out and shop for that. Toilet paper, paper towels, anything.
I better go get groceries. The only thing I have in my fridge right now is eggs and half a loaf of bread and beer. About it.
What else do you need? I don't know.
Right.
Well, they're advising people to go to their nearest fast food restaurant, get all the napkins you can in case you run out of toilet paper.
Okay.
That was in yesterday's bit. All right,
it's 7 minutes right, past the hour, and temperatures are actually going to be falling for the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. We had those storms moving through last night, and those temperatures dropping into the 50s, yes. And we'll be checking in with Brittany Merlot here in about 15 minutes. And a little bit later on, Abigail Swetz will join us from Fair, Wisconsin, find out what's going on there. Okay.
All right. The big story was 60 Minutes. They made an amazing announcement on the show. Somebody departed, but there's more to it than that. So why don't we get to Cut 260 and listen to the story.
In tonight's last minute, a note on Bill Owens, who until this past week was executive producer of 60 Minutes. He was our boss. Bill was with CBS News nearly 40 years, 26 years at 60 Minutes. He covered the world, covered combat, the White House. His was a quest to open minds, not close them. If you've ever worked hard for a boss because you admired him, then you understand what we've enjoyed here. Bill resigned Tuesday. It was hard on him and hard on us, but he did it for us and you. Stories we've pursued for 57 years are often controversial. Lately, the Israel-Gaza war and the Trump administration. Bill made sure they were accurate and fair. He was tough that way. But our parent company, Paramount, is trying to complete a merger. The Trump administration must approve it. Paramount began to supervise our content in new ways. None of our stories has been blocked, but Bill felt he lost the independence that honest journalism requires. No one here is happy about it, but in resigning, Bill proved one thing. He was the right person to lead 60 Minutes all along. Mm-hmm.
So there's surveillance, basically, by the Trump administration, at least forced by Paramount to watch what they say.
Yeah. And he was executive producer for 26 years at 60 Minutes. And, so...
These are dark times.
Yes. The fact that Paramount wants to merge...
Yeah. What a bad time for that.
And the Trump administration...
Has to okay it.
Is in charge of it.
Yeah.
Really, that's a chilling effect. I can't think of another news program that's more into investigative journalism and you know, getting the truth of the matter and getting the interviews that 60 Minutes has done all over the, you know, over the decades and with integrity, and to have that be tampered with.
Yeah.
As far as content goes.
The big complaint, you know, remember, was the Kamala interview.
Oh, yeah.
Where, you know, it was just a normal everyday interview and they edited for time to get to the exact point of the question. They do that all the time. They've been doing that for as long as 60 Minutes existed. But all of a sudden called attention to it by Trump, and all the megas jumped on board and everybody got upset that they started editing interviews. Oh, my God. Who ever heard of that? I'm sure they did it for some of the other megas who were interviewed on 60 Minutes. Right. So it's nothing new. Everybody knows that this happens. Everyone knows it happens. They don't have all day on 60 Minutes, only 60 Minutes. so they have to edit it down to fit within the 60-minute time frame.
Well,
okay?
That's it.
Yes.
But all news programs and organizations do this.
Yeah.
If it's not affecting the content, the question of the answer, you know, the questions and the answers, it's that's just a common practice.
Yeah.
You know, it's not trying to shift the news one way or the other. It's just editing for time.
They put the both the edited version and the complete interview together, and you miss nothing. There's nothing eliminated. There's no difference in the result of the interview. And it was just, I think that exposed how ridiculous the complaint was. But that didn't hit the fan. That wasn't in the media. And everybody thinks that 60 Minutes was gearing their interviews toward the Democrats and Kamala Harris. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Now we have another talk show host, John Oliver, calling into question what RFK Jr. is doing with autism. So why don't we get cut 261 here? This is an amazing thing. Let's listen to John Oliver.
Kennedy's also been making some very bold promises like this.
We've launched a massive testing and research effort that's going to involve hundreds of scientists from around the world. By September, we will know what has caused the autism epidemic, and we'll be able to eliminate those exposures.
Okay, so first, there is no autism epidemic. There are autism diagnoses for people who are autistic, and it is pretty bold to claim you're going to get a definitive answer to something that people have been studying for decades by September. Almost as bold as admitting to dumping a bear corpse in Central Park, your daughter telling the world you decapitated a whale with a chainsaw, and yet still having the audacity to make a highlight reel on Instagram that simply says, animals, keep their f***ing name out of your f***ing mouth. Most people agree. The vast majority of the rise in autism diagnoses is due to there being more research, better awareness, and more access for people to get an accurate diagnosis. That is what can happen when you put time and money into health services. But RFK has persisted in treating the rise in diagnoses as a tragedy, and the way he talks about autistic people in general can be utterly dehumanizing.
Autism destroys families. More importantly, it destroys our greatest resource, which are our children. These are kids who will never pay taxes.
Oh, God.
They'll never hold a job.
Help me.
They'll never play baseball. They'll never write a poem.
What is wrong?
They'll never go out on a date.
What?
Many of them will never use a toilet unassisted.
Thank God.
And we have to recognize we are doing this to our children.
No, you're
doing it. And we need to put an end to it. You.
Yes, that's funny. That's his response to that. F you. It was shocking to hear anybody make those allegations against people with autism. Yeah. You know, they call it a spectrum because it is.
Yeah.
It's a wide spectrum.
There's so many different kinds of it. In fact, I mean, it really is hard to completely diagnose and do much about, but...
Well, it doesn't come from vaccines.
No, it doesn't. phone lines are open, 608-879-8255.
Let's go to Dick. He's on the line right now.
Good morning, Dick. What do you got for us?
You know, well, real quick, with this 60-minute situation, a guy that I just absolutely loved that was on NBC and he died several years ago, Tim Russert.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Could you imagine anybody... from this Trump administration going on the air with him. They wouldn't have to take him off the air. They just would never go there, because one of his classic things he always did, he had exactly what these people said in front of him, and he'd confront them with these things mm-hmm. in real time.
Yeah.
And nobody would do that anymore.
Yeah.
No right. one.
Yeah, that's true.
He was an amazing guy.
He really was. There was an incredible interview. Remember when Clinton had these surpluses, as far as the eye can see, when he was leaving office, and the George W. Bush administration came into power, and I can't remember the governor's name. He was the economic advisor for Bush. I can't remember his name. He became a governor.
Okay.
And Russert interviewed him and got him. He said, are you sure that you can afford these tax cuts because you have surpluses? As far as the eye can see, it sounds like we're not going to have surpluses anymore. Oh, no, we're going to have surpluses. I mean, I looked for that interview, and I could not find it. They just blanked it out of YouTube and off the face of the earth, sadly. But again, Tim Russert, incredible interviewer. Dick, you are absolutely right. I loved his interviewing style as well.
Yeah, he was a great one.
Yeah.
Dick, thank you for that call. Again, 608-879-8255.
I've got a theory. We don't have time for it in this particular block, but I've got a theory that the whole point of the Trump administration is to commit terrorism on the American public. Mm-hmm. I think this whole immigration thing, the deportations, I think this is all part of a terrorist plot by Trump to terrorize American people, thinking that they're next, they're going to be scooped off the streets and disappeared. I truly think this is to traumatize the American public, get them used to terrorism. Mm. That's my theory, because they have picked up a Kansas mom and they're threatening to deport her. And seriously, this is totally unnecessary. This is going after people with no problems whatsoever. They're just going after people because they have an appointment, because of their immigration status, and they're taking these people away from their families in order to terrorize people. They're waiting for these TV shows, these TV local TV news anchors to talk about this and scare the daylights out of the public. And it occurred to me, this is terrorism.
Yes.
This is an attempt to scare everybody in America and look over their shoulders and wonder if they're going to be next.
Yeah.
That's my theory. But we want to get to this story, I think, right after this next break. Okay.
That's right. So, yeah. We have Brittany Merlot coming up shortly. Get us an update on the weather and what happened with some of those storms. It was pretty bad a little bit farther to the north of our area. We'll get to her in just a minute or two. This portion of the show is being brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. As I mentioned, this portion of the show is being brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing remains constant since 1958. They are still direct-to-consumer, and they provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Check them out. They've got two locations in Madison, on the west side and the east side, or you can go to their website, verlo.com, find out about their lifetime guarantee, their comfort guarantee on all their mattress products. And we'll be back with Brittany Merlot with an update on the weather on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMBX. The big band sound of John and Gordy in the Morning.
It is 7:22. We are seeing sunshine this morning, and it's pretty nice out there right now. But
that's beautiful, actually.
Temperature is going to be dropping through the day, but Let's check out the rest of the weather with our WMDX chief meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
Maybe we
you
can have one
a
of those
storm overnight.
Yeah.
Wake you up at all?
Oh, ooh. Yeah. It was something else. You know. I mean, when you look at the radar on your phone, right? You're looking at just nothing but a line of lightning storms. You know, the lightning bolts right? That they have on the radar now. So yeah, it was crazy. It's crazy stuff. But you really have been getting hit up north.
Yeah, we did last night. I mean, there is a possible tornado. I mean, there's pictures of it and stuff, but the National Weather Service is going to go out there and survey the damage today. But southern Eau Claire County, from Fall Creek to Augusta, it looks like a tornado touched down there. There's reports of structure damage from an emergency manager. And like I said, some photos that they're investigating and stuff and looking into. But we had some strong wind gusts. That storm kind of stayed intense the entire time moving across the state. So as it came towards Wausau area, we were getting gusts around 50 to 60 miles per hour. It came in with a vengeance. Yeah. I mean, it had me a little nervous at times. No hail with that one, but some heavy downpours. And of course, trees were falling down onto power lines. So we had little fires going on from that happening. But after that, I mean, it kind of went down to just a severe warning. It continued off into the woods, turned back into a tornado warning. So it could have been lifting up and down as it moved through the state. But otherwise, a lot of the severe weather outbreak that we thought was going to happen didn't, which I'm so, so glad it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good thing. You know, I love busted forecasts on days like that.
Well, you know, I noticed one thing, that we always miss storms here in Madison. Now, I've been saying for a long time, it's got to be some kind of pressure system over the lakes that prevent these storms from hitting our area. What is going on here? We miss them all.
Maybe it's your urban heat climate, how you just have the concrete in the city and it's kind of creating a little bubble where it goes around it. Who knows?
That's probably it. This is going to be the destination nationwide for everybody if they want to become safer, you know, via weather.
Yeah, move to Madison.
This is the place to go.
Yeah.
So it's not a bad place. I'm not going to lie. I agree with you.
Yeah.
So for the rest of today, looks pretty nice, but a little bit cooler air moving in, right?
Yeah, we are going now below our average high temperatures, not by much, but still feeling cool. We're going to be stuck with highs at 60 degrees for pretty much the rest of the week. We will see the sunshine later on today. It's still breezy out there, though. And then tonight we have chances for frost. So I hope you didn't do any planting or anything.
Wait, frost?
No.
Hard frost? Yes. What are we talking here? What?
Well, I mean, it is snowing right now on just south of Lake Superior in northern Wisconsin. So we're going to see that cold air make its way down.
Wow.
You're going to hit temperatures in those mid to low 30s. So patchy frost is definitely possible.
There goes the basil.
Should I cover up my marigolds in my flower pot?
Yeah, Gordy.
I planted all these marigolds.
A whole bunch of planting.
Wait, how was your gazebo?
It managed to survive. Do just fine. Yeah.
The neighbors have their fingers crossed that they get rid of that one of these days. gust of wind.
I put some weights down on the legs of the gazebo. So I guess that did the job.
That's
so,
a good thing.
Yeah. So I think we're okay.
Nice. All right.
So, what are we looking at for the rest of the week here?
Yeah, so we're hanging out to the sunshine today. We'll be partly sunny to start tomorrow, but we do have showers rolling in by tomorrow evening. It's going to be kind of a darker and damp Thursday with on and off scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm too. And then the sun pops right back out for Friday. We could see a few pop-up scattered showers on occasion in the afternoon, but otherwise high pressure for the weekend
and
then finally getting warmer. So we'll hit about 70 degrees by Sunday.
Looks good. Okay, Brittany, thank you so much.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Great day. We appreciate it.
Stay safe.
Our chief WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot.
Yeah. We're at the mercy of weather. Let's go to the phone lines right away here. We've got Mark on the line. Mark, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Yeah, I heard more on Trump's deportation of the mothers and the babies that had cancer. And, it is just the whole inhumanity of it all. I mean, that there certainly should have been a way to, on humanitarian grounds, allow those children, those mothers to stay in this country rather than, you know, the little Marcos thing. Oh, we had, you know, the mothers decided, hey, we're getting deported and decided to take the babies with them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing we can do about it. The whole heartlessness and cruelty of these people is just beyond me. These people who were wearing crosses and, invoking Jesus all the time. It is just disgusting. I mean, it's beyond belief that
The brutality of it is just outrageous. Amazing. I mean, you're sending a child away who needs cancer treatment. You know that that child is not going to live because of the deportation. You know that. I mean, this is a death sentence for a child.
It just popped into my head. Better they die, and decrease the surplus population. Is that what these?
Yeah. Dickensian.
It's hard to remain FCC compliant. I don't know how you guys do it, but I mean, it is just. And that's the other ironic thing. Oh, freedom of speech. You know what?
Yeah.
Hearing those words has never killed anybody, and these people are doing this kind of stuff.
I know. It's frustrating to me too.
Mark, thank you for that.
Yeah. Thanks, brothers.
We appreciate it.
It's outrageous. John Murray and Madison, fear, then oppression, helped by his recession. And also, fear is the ultimate goal, and it's working so well so far on immigrants, student visas, etc. And we were talking early about the Dells. There's a movie at the film festival, The Dells.
A new documentary,
Schrodel was talking about it and interviewing the director of that. But, you know, they depend on student visas, work visas that they've been doing for years and years. How are they going to hire anybody? Who's going to want to come here in the first place? Yeah. Maybe thinking that they come here as, you know, to work at the Dells and then end up in El Salvador, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's a good point. And I'm sure that'll be an issue this
Could
summer.
Could be. We'll have to get on top of that.
729, we've got the Food and Farm Report. Pam Yonke coming up. After that, Abigail Switz from Fair, Wisconsin.
Here's the John Gordy Show.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Decaffeinated Caffeine, for people who like feeling nervous and wide awake, but hate running to the bathroom all the time.
All right. Mm-hmm. Might come in handy during the coffee shortage, the high prices, I'm not quite sure.
Oh boy.
All right. WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning.
It is 7:35. We're seeing some clouds, a little bit of sunshine. We'll also experience cooler temperatures, and it's going to be a little breezy at times this afternoon. Mm. And now it's time to welcome in Abigail Switz to our show. She is from Fair, Wisconsin. And good morning, Abigail.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on today.
Good to have you with us. Give us an overview of what Fair Wisconsin is all about.
Absolutely. So Fair Wisconsin is Wisconsin's only statewide LGBTQ+ civil rights and political advocacy group. We are a 501c3 and a c4, and we have two political action committees. And that's really awesome because it means we get to focus on public education and grassroots advocacy as a part of that work, and then also have the ability to do direct lobbying as an organization and endorsements of candidates. So we get to do a lot of work all the way from when people start thinking about who they're going to vote for, all the way through voting those people into office and then making sure those people do the right thing when it comes to our LGBTQ+ community and our rights.
How long has Fair Wisconsin been around?
We are 31 years old as of this year.
Wow.
Which is actually a pretty long time for an LGBTQ+ equality organization. We are among the veterans of the movement.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you a question about it. There seems to be some controversy now. They're trying to guilt trip Democrats from jumping on board or still maintaining and pushing LGBTQ issues, okay? They're trying to make it seem like, is this the issue you guys want to run on? Are you running into this as a problem?
It's such a good question. I think there's a lot of misunderstanding, that's the word I'll generously use right now, when it comes to who are the people who are mostly talking about LGBTQ+ identity and rights and what other people call our issues. Mm-hmm. We're not an issue. We're a community. We have a lot of needs and we have a lot of issues we care about, but we are a community and an identity. And so when people are pushing LGBTQ plus issues, it's often the people who are attacking our community, right? And so I think a very obvious example of who this is coming from, who is making us a big topic in things like campaigns, yes, and so on. You just have to look at the anti-trans attack ads from the 2024 election and even the 2025 SCOTUS election. They came up at the end a bit. And I think we all have to understand the people who ran those ads, mm-hmm, they were disgusting. Yeah. They were dehumanizing. And here's the part that I don't think people realize. They also did not work. There is research out there that shows surveyed voters found them to be mean-spirited. Mm-hmm. A majority of Republicans found them to be mean-spirited. And that research shows they did not drive voters. They were not the reason people voted. Now, I mean, to be clear, of course, some of the people who ran them, mm-hmm, did win. I'm not saying they didn't. But this research shows that's not why they won. And so we really need to, as a general public, understand that the people who push this anti-trans agenda in the campaign ads, they don't have a mandate for their anti-trans policies now. And we have to hold them accountable. These are not policies that are actually popular. They are things that people are trying to use as a political wedge issue and use an identity as a weapon to try and really stoke up fear. And the other part that I'd add there is just most of the anti-LGBTQ plus policies and rhetoric right now are specifically anti-trans, right?
You're right.
And
right.
The trans population, the trans community is very small in America and the world. And most Americans say they've never met a trans person. And probably in reality they have, and they just don't know, which, mm-hmm, is sort of part of the point. But the other thing to keep in mind there is that this population is so small that some people, some politicians think it is easy to weaponize them. And frankly, it is kind of easy because people don't have an actual understanding of trans identity and trans needs. But it doesn't mean it's okay. It doesn't mean it's fair for someone to turn an identity into a political ploy for power.
Right.
And that's really what we're seeing, I think.
But I always thought they're the ones who are bringing it up all the time.
Yeah.
You know, yep. Democrats yep. weren't. They absolutely. Were. They were only responding to the people who were attacking them and attacking right. the LGBTQ rights. That right. was their issue. They were bringing it up all the time. They're obsessed with
all
it.
The
we're
time.
Not. And
hundreds of millions of dollars. Yeah. Hundreds of millions
yeah,
of dollars.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
Right? And I mean, when I think about what we were hearing when we were touring the state last year for prides, because that's one of the times we get to interact the most with our community. And, you know, that was in the heated part of a presidential election. Mm-hmm. What we were hearing from the LGBTQ plus community were intersectional issues. We're like, I care about housing.
Yeah.
I care about affordability of housing. I also do care about like discrimination in housing that might impact me. Of course, right? We need non-discrimination laws, but we also need all these other things that everyone cares about. Right. And so to try and sort of like pigeonhole a community into being the problem when really we just have so many of the same wants and needs as exactly. everyone else is yeah. really, really, really wrong.
Well, that's a great point. Yeah.
We're talking with Abigail Swetz from Fair, Wisconsin. If you'd like to join in the conversation, you can call us 608-879-8255. You could text us, same number, 608-879-8255. Abigail, what are some of the issues that are top of mind? You mentioned your headquarters are here in Madison. What are some of the things you want to talk to some of the folks at the Capitol about?
Oh, great question. So it's sort of a combination of what we were just talking about so many attacks on our community, and then also so many of the things we actively want to see changed, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a both and. And Fair Wisconsin really, I think, does a good job of doing both, that reaction work we have to do, because we can't just let people attack us without any kind of like supportive response to our own community, and also the proactive work we want to see happen. So sort of two ways we do that. When there are bills going on at the Capitol that are attacking our LGBTQ plus community, because those are the bills we see get traction right now because of who is in control of the legislature, then we at Fair Wisconsin do a lot of mobilization of our grassroots community, get LGBTQ plus people and allied people to get out and testify at hearings in support of our community and against these bills. We saw that in March. In 1 week, there were 3 hearings on 4 anti-trans bills. Those hearings lasted anywhere from 6 to 10 plus hours, and that was because our community turned out to support our trans youth, and we are very excited about that. We even, because of course these hearings only get like 24 hours notice, we also try and mobilize with an opportunity for people to submit written testimony to us that we then submit on behalf of them. We submitted over 18,000 pages of testimony that week. Wow. So we're turning out in response to these attacks to our community. We are also working to do good proactive work, knowing right now we're probably not going to get those bills across the finish line. Right. I'll also say those attacking bills are also not going to become law. The governor will veto them. He said that in his State of the State address. But also this proactive work, really laying the groundwork so that we can make those changes when we do get the opportunity to get them through the legislature. And some of that work is also really grassroots advocacy. We're actually holding the LGBTQ plus Equality Day at the Capitol this May 7th. You can check it out. It's on the events tab on our website, fairwisconsin.com, where we bring together LGBTQ plus and allied communities. We learn about how to tell your story in a way that is compelling to legislators to make sure that they know what issues you care about. And then we set up the meetings with your legislator. You go in the afternoon and you talk to them and you say, you know, I really care about making sure that gender identity is a part of the non-discrimination law of this state because it is not right now. And we need to make that change. And then also, I also really care about housing. I also really care about healthcare, both for our trans youth and also healthcare in general, right? And so these are the things that we're really trying to proactively also work on.
That's right. And I think most of the people that turn up for these hearings are pro-LGBTQ plus rights. And I think maybe one or two individuals show up who are not. So we
outnumbered them by a long shot.
It was ridiculous, wasn't it? And yet they vote for the minority in this case. And it's, you know, that's what's been going on at the Capitol for a heck of a long time, unfortunately.
It's you know what's also interesting, though? I'll say, I think one of the things that came out in the last hearing, the hearing that was about the anti-trans healthcare bill, was we know our community by telling our stories changed hearts and minds in that room. There was there's a video that's gone viral of a man from Milwaukee.
Right. Yeah. We played that a few times here. That was incredible. Wasn't that fantastic?
It was. And I mean,
let's remind everybody exactly what he said. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Yes. Can I?
Yes, please.
So Larry came to testify in support of a ban on youth trans healthcare. And then he listened for, I don't know, like 7 hours at the point where he testified. And he came up and he said, I have listened to the people in this room and I have gotten an incredible education and I no longer support this bill. Yeah. I'm sorry I came here. And I'm actually overjoyed he came because he was able to listen and hear the stories of our community and change his mind. And there actually was an incredible article, I think it was Wisconsin Watch, that profiled him after that viral video. And he said something about these kids just want to belong, which is so true. And he also said he's going to try and learn more. Like he is on a journey now. And that belonging, I think, you know, there's so many people.
I think we have the cut. Do we have that cut?
Yay.
We're looking for it.
No, I think he's got it. Let's play it.
Let's listen to this.
Please, yes.
All right, Larry, the floor is yours. You got 2 minutes.
First of all, I'd like to apologize to you people. I was invited here to give my support for Bill 401. I have very little knowledge of gay people and things like that there. So when I came here, my eyes were open. I was one of the critics that sat on the side and made the decisions that was only two genders. So I got an education that was unbelievable. And I don't know just exactly how to say this, but my perspective for people have changed. So I don't want to take up no more of your time. I'd like to apologize for being here. And I learned a very lot about this group of people.
Wow. You know, I get choked up just hearing it. Yeah, I mean,
what was that gentleman? What's his name again, Abigail?
His name is Larry.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
And the profile spoke to he's, you know, he's an older gentleman.
Yeah.
He's pretty religious. He's pretty conservative. And just the line that he said about, like, these kids just want to belong. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
That just cuts through to me because, I mean, again, most people in America say they've never met a trans person, which means they don't have that understanding on a personal level. But guess what? We all know what it feels like to not belong. We all know how awful that feels. That's this part of our identity that can rhyme. That doesn't mean I know exactly what it's like to be trans, but it does mean I have an entry point into understanding. Mm-hmm. And Larry was curious enough to allow himself that entry point.
Yeah.
And I think we could learn a lot from that.
Abigail, we have less than a minute left. If people want to become involved, want to volunteer, want to find out more, what's the best way to do that?
Absolutely. So check out fairwisconsin.com. At the very top, there's a take action button. Best way to stay informed is to click take action and sign up for our newsletters. You'll hear about our action alerts. You'll hear about our work. And yes, of course, you'll have the chance to donate.
And your event, May 7th?
May 7th. That's under the event tab at our on that same website.
Yeah, very good. Abigail Swetz from Fair Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us, yeah. Abigail.
Thank you so much.
We'll have you back again.
And
we will be back to wrap up John and Gordy in the Morning in just a moment. Stay with us.
Got some leftovers.
Yep.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers? Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
92.7 WMDX, 752. This portion, these leftovers, are brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing that remains constant since they opened their doors way back in 1958, they are still direct to consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Two locations, East Side and West Side in Madison, or just go to their website, verlo.com. Leftovers.
Yes,
John,
well, this
what
is
do
a,
we got?
This is a pleasant leftover.
Yeah.
You know, I've been accused of playing some real downers at the end of the show.
Yeah, why do you do that? You end on a negative note, and,
but,
you know.
Well, there's a lot of bad news, and, you know, I'm just trying to fit it in so everybody knows that we're all sinking on the ship.
All together. The Titanic's going down. Yeah. Get the lifeboats ready. Well, women and children first. Yeah.
So,
or just jump
so
in the
much
boat. We don't.
We're trying to leave on a high note here.
Yeah.
Today. So, all right, let's get to this this bit. It was a couple of weeks ago on Saturday Night Live. I caught the end of the bit. And I didn't really think it was anything special, but then I saw the whole thing, and I thought, yeah, this is what we need.
Well, what is
it's
it?
It's a business news channel for the rest of America. It's called Check to Check Business News, and it has everything working for us. You know, I mean, it really focuses on our needs, paycheck to paycheck, you know, fewer stock market indicators and more of what's going on in the supermarket. So let's listen to this cut from Saturday Night Live.
All right.
You're watching CTCBC, the Check to Check Business News channel.
Welcome to Check Business News, financial news for regular folks living check to check. You know, paycheck to paycheck. I'm Tasia Walton.
And I'm Kenneth Albright, and this suit is from Kohl's. Well, markets are in turmoil right now. Let's check on the S&P 500, which is down 2.38%. The NASDAQ composite is down 265 points, and Dow Industrials are down 2.88%. Okay, does that mean anything to anyone?
I'm sure it means something to someone, but sounds like a bunch of gibberish to me. Let's take a look at boxed mac and cheese, which is up 4.5% to $1.59.
Whoa. Even across the street?
Even across the street, Kenneth. Also, big-ass box of Bisquick is up from $2.39 to too damn much. And candy bars are up from, sure, baby, to put that back.
Overall, pretty bad news for the grocery sector. Tell
me about it. My family's been eating so much top ramen, my kids think we Japanese.
Why don't we take a look at the healthcare sector, where so far in 2025, spending on doctor visits remains steady at zero.
But millions of Americans are investing in healthcare alternatives such as just go lay down, take an Advil, and pray it goes away.
All great options. Well, the Trump tariffs have caused T-bill sell-offs, which have rocked the bond markets.
Are you worried about that?
I'm not, and I'll tell you why. Because I don't know what that is.
Either way, these tariffs have real implications for check to checkers. Here with the International Commodities Report is David Hayes.
Thank you, Tayshia. Well, these new tariffs are going to raise prices on all imported goods, but you can work around them if you're smart. For example, I occasionally like Perrier water, which is from France. So instead, I drink this American version, Uncle Bubble. This is made from pure Tennessee tap water, and it is only $1.89. I love frozen pizza from DiGiorno, but it's pricing higher lately. So now I eat Devante. This delicious alternative was created by my cousin Devante. He makes pizza out of Wonder Bread and ketchup. Remember, it's not delivery. It's Devante. Back to you.
Great tips, Kenneth. We could all use that money to pay back our student loans.
Never gonna get it. Okay, let's take a moment for our sponsors. Check to Check News is brought to you by America's most popular toilet paper, Chipotle napkins. Chipotle napkins, because Charmin prices be tripping.
And by Taco Bell. Taco Bell, should meat cost less than gum? Don't worry about it. When we come back on Check to Check News, it's a shampoo, body wash, and shave gel all in one. It's called bar soap.
Yeah, that's right. Back to the basics, y'all. We'll see you later.
Oh, that's good.
That is good stuff, isn't it?
Check to Check.
Check to Check News.
I think we'll see that again.
Yeah, I hope so.
Maybe a running bit there.
It should be a running bit. That was one of the best ones they've had in a long time.
Fabulous.
Hey, I got another comedian coming up
here. Oh, really?
I think we have some time for this. Cut 196. Got 196 is a short. Let's play it.
Let's go.
This is comedian Cliff Cash on White Nationalist. Mm.
What a crazy place to be a white supremacist. In the United States of America, the most ethnically and culturally diverse society in human history. And these dudes are on the news like, this is a white country. Like, no, it's not, dog. Turns out every large city in the United States has a China inside of it. You should probably leave your road.
Down the road.
With a melting pot. It's our whole thing. What a frustrating place to be a white supremacist. Can you imagine going to literally any city in the United States, walking around being like, look at all these people different than me having a good time. This is bullshit.
There it is.
It's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, guess what? We are all out of time, Jeff.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Mike McCabe, Substack blogger, will join us. And John, tomorrow, I will have my rant about people on TV with cowboy hats.
Oh, yeah.
I've been saving this up. We're going to get that going.
We got to clear this up.
Oh, my God. Way too much of it, and I'm going to tell you all about it. Okay. Stephanie Miller is going to be next. We will be back tomorrow morning, 22 hours from now. John, have a great day.
Well, that's fantastic. Day 100 of the Trump administration. Let's celebrate.
Okay. So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.